Well, this morning we're visiting with Diana Williams, who is the director of the Ann W. Wickman Child Care Center in Atlantic. This is the Week of the Young Child, and you deal with an awful lot of them, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we love every minute of it.
What's it take to be someone who's involved in child care? Because I sense that they need a lot of different types of skills, a lot of variety.
Well, we have several people that come to us at different stages of working with children and interacting with kids. It takes a love of kids, patience, understanding. A little bit of background history of the makings of how a child develops and how they learn, and just basically the love for children.
Mm-hmm. I assume they have to be fairly creative people, because maybe folks on the outside who've never really been through a facility don't really understand what goes on in there. It's not just, you know, playtime, sleepy time, drink your chocolate milk time. Everything is done with a purpose.
Everything is done with a purpose, and there's a lot that goes into a child's day. From the time that they wake up in the morning until the time that they go to bed at night, there's a lot of experiences that that child has, and you want to make sure that those experiences are happy and rich, fun-filled experiences for them. A lot of our learning that takes place here at the center is done through play experiences, and the teachers can do a lot with that, bringing new and advanced things to their learning, kind of encouraging them to try new things and expanding their knowledge a little bit.
Is there the potential for burnout, though, for people that work in this type of industry because it's day after day after day?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of potential for burnout. And what you have to do is you just have to kind of play with the other staff, play off of their weaknesses and their strengths. And we do a lot of laughing, because there's usually a lot of things that happen during the day that you can laugh about and smile about. And when you feel like you're getting a little bit stressed and you need to maybe walk away for a little bit, we do that too.
Mm-hmm. How do people in this industry keep it fresh, not just for themselves, but for the children that they're looking after day after day?
Working with each other, working with the other staff, and there's a lot of agencies out there that can help you, that can bring in new ideas, fresh ideas. We work with the Area 13 agencies. We also work with Child Care Resource and Referral. I know a lot of the home providers do in town here too, and they're able to give us a lot of fresh new ideas and things that we can do with the kids.
Child care business has been around for a very long time, but it seems to me that in the last 15, 20 years especially, it's really been a booming business.
Yes, it really has. And we've learned so much more about how kids learn and how they develop. And what we can do with these little guys in the early years, they say that the research has shown that the most experiences that the child has, their brain really develops in those first couple of years. And so you want to make sure that they have full, rich experiences to make all of those connections really come together and prepare them so that they can be successful in their future years in school and also in life.
That sounds like an awful big responsibility.
It is. It sounds like an awful lot, but actually what it is sitting down and playing with a child, giving them the attention that they deserve. Kids deserve to be played with and interacted with and loved, and it's very easy to do.
Well, as we said up front, it takes somebody with a lot of different varied types of skills. I mean, their teacher, their caregiver, their protector, their a cafeteria worker, they're a nurse at different times. I mean, you have to know so many different things and be involved and be very attentive.
You really are home away from home when these little guys come to either a daycare provider or to a center or to school. You get to be their parents. You get to be their disciplinarian. You get to be the person who leads them and guides them. And it is an awful lot of responsibility, but it's also a lot of fun along the way.
Do parents stress over the decision? Because, gee whiz, you have a young child in the home, and especially if it's your first.
Yeah.
It's your first experience. You're a little nervous about leaving them anyway after you've spent so much time with them, leaving them with someone else. Is it a matter of they vet a center as much as the center vets the parents and the child?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of communication between the parents and the center, and we really encourage parents to go ahead and come in and just test us out for a little bit. And we have an open door policy. Once your child is enrolled in the center, you're able to come in at any time and either watch your kids, interact with your kids. We want them to feel as comfortable coming into the center as what they want the children to be.
Are there certain questions that parents should consider asking when they're thinking about enrolling their child into a child care facility?
Absolutely. Parents need to know that the people that are watching their kids are trained. They want to know what education that they have. They want to know what kind of policies that they have for reporting information back to the parents. They want to know what kind of meals their kids are having during the day. They want to know what kind of policies you have. That's why it's really important to have all of those policies laid out and present them to the parents so that they have that information to make those decisions ahead of time.
It sounds like it's a fairly heavily regulated industry.
It is. It is. And we have a lot of regulations that we have to meet with DHS and with the Child and Adult Care Food Program. But those are good policies to have in place, because then you know that if you're following those policies, you're protecting the safety of the children and making sure that they're in a safe, secure place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the goal at the end of the day when parents drop their child off at the front door, is that they can go to work and not have to worry at all that their children are in any place but a safe and nurturing area. Now, what's a typical day, or is there no such thing as a typical day for a child who's in child care?
Oh, it varies. It's different all the time. We have a schedule that we follow in each one of the classrooms. But we also go with the policy that if someone brings in a new puppy for the day, or if someone wants to share what they did at home with grandma and grandpa for the day, the schedule completely changes, and we go with what the lead of the child is. We try to make sure that we maintain a fairly good schedule with meal times and nap times, because that just makes it a lot easier for the child if they have that regularity throughout the week. But we do go with there's a lot of flexibility. You have to be very flexible in this business.
I would imagine, and if you've ever seen kids out on the playground at recess, I just can't imagine how difficult it would be to keep the sheep all herded up together sometimes. I mean, it just seems like it would be very difficult to keep, you only have two eyes in your head, and you're trying to keep those two eyes on all these different children at the same time and make sure that they're happy, they're safe, they're moving forward, they're having a good time. It would just seem like a very task-filled job.
That's why we have lots of employees that work in the building, and they do different shifts. We're open from 5:30 in the morning until 6 o'clock, and so we need people that are able to come either early or stay late and work with those kids. Some of the kids are here for quite a few hours during the day, and when they're away from mom and dad, they need a second set of parents. They need someone who cares about them just as much as their mom and dad would.
For the child care industry as a whole right now, what would be perhaps the biggest challenge that the industry faces right now?
Oh, boy, the biggest challenge that they face right now is there's just not enough funding for training for the providers, for the staff, for the teachers, when they're trying to get that education and the information that they need to make those wise decisions in caring for the kids. The funding is just being cut more and more each year, and it makes it really hard to find those trainings and those great classes for the providers.
But it seems like the industry, as we said earlier, has come an awfully long way in the last decade or two.
Yeah, it's really come an awful long way, just from the time that my kids were little, from the time that I was raising my own children. But it's good to have all of those changes, and it's good to go ahead and follow those policies.
Yeah, folks who think it's just babysitting haven't been here.
No, it's so much more. It's so much more. It's come an awful long way, and it's so much more than just putting a child down and letting them play. We're encouraging them to try new things, and like I said before, it's a lot is done through play, but it's enriching those play experiences.
Very good. Well, great. Week of the Young Child. You got plenty of them out here. Have a good week.
Yes, we do, and we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Tell me your name.
Calvin.
Tell me, what do you like best about being here?
Playtime.
Playtime? What's fun about playtime?
I get to play with the dump truck.
Can you tell me your name?
Mara.
Tell me, what do you like best about being here? What do you like to do here?
Play with art.
You said play with art? What type of art?
Coloring art.
Is that your favorite?
And painting and...
What's your name?
Hunter.
Tell me, what do you like best about preschool?
The blocks.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Cecilia.
Okay, tell me, what do you like best about preschool?
Snack.
Snacks? Do you have a favorite? What is it?
Donut rolls.
Donut rolls. Okay, so you come here for the food. What's your name?
Maddie.
Maddie? What do you like best about preschool?
Puzzles.
Puzzles? What kind of puzzles?
Puzzles that you put together.
Like jigsaw puzzles? What's your favorite design?
People.
You like ones with people in them? What's your name?
Taylor.
And what do you like best about preschool?
Art.
Art? What kind of art?
Painting.
Rain on the house tops. Rain on the trees. Rain on the green grass. But don't rain on me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under